It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled Flies in the Ointment. We are living in a day and time when we need the presence of God like we've never needed God before. We need the power of God operating in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits. We need to carry the anointing of God. But we're finding that sometimes through the day-to-day life, sometimes in going in and out of the world. Somebody need to talk to me right now. You find yourself weakened. Am I talking to anybody now? You find that instead of having that sweet fragrance of the presence of the Lord, it's a lot of drama in the jungle. Will somebody say, get the flies out of the ointment? We're going to shift. I want you to get your pen. I want you to get your paper, get your Bible, get your iPads, get anything, because we are going to dig into a lot of scripture. What's the problem? We got to shift. Somebody say it's time to shift. It's time to shift from excuses and go into results. Somebody say no more excuses. I must have results. Somebody may say, well, what's the problem? The problem is the fragrance. The problem is there's a dead fly in the ointment. The problem is there's no power. Somebody say it's time to deal with it. Flies in the ointment. Your life will never be the same. That people in these days and times say, I don't want any more of that. I need something that works. I need something that lasts. I need something that shifts me. You see, when things get tight, when money gets tight, when people's times become valuable to them, it's like if I'm going to spend an hour or two, I want it to be on purpose. I want it to be with purpose. My Lord, I want my 2 hours to really matter. I really don't have time for chit-chat right now. Because why? I got issues and problems and situations and circumstances. Will somebody say, what's real today? What's real today? So as believers, how do we keep flies out of our ointment? How do we walk in such a way where the presence of God rest upon us, rest on the inside of us, that we may be able to share the love of Christ and we can see God transform the very things around us? How do we keep the flies, the dead things, the things that stink up everything? The ointment. How do we keep it? I want you to hear me now. Somebody out there is dealing with anger. I mean, it don't take nothing to flip you. It doesn't take nothing to knock you sideways. And as soon as you go off, then all these things start coming out of your mouth and hurting and wounding people around you. And people say, oh my God, here they come. There they go. Boom. There it is. They can almost time it. And God is saying, get that anger out of you. Get that frustration out of you. Get those things that dealt with. Some people are mad at other people just because. And God is saying, get rid of it there. Get the flies out of the ointment. Get the flies out of the anointing. Get the flies out of my presence. Get fresh oil on the inside of you. My Lord, get into a place where you're not so easily moved, so easily agitated. Somebody say peace. Look at somebody else, say peace. That's it one more time. Peace be still. So how do we keep the flies out? And I want you to write down these principles. And like I said, we're going to be going through some more scripture. We're talking about flies in the ointment. What are flies? That folly, that sin, those things that come into your life that causes you not to be pure. So, how do we keep flies out of the ointment? Punch this in your iPad. Punch this or write this down. Don't stop learning. Don't stop learning. In Proverbs 1:5, it says what? Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. Never get to a level where you know everything. Never settle for mediocrity. Never settle for just good enough. Never stop learning. Always know that there's always room for growth. There's always room for improvement. There's always room to come higher. Never stop learning. Challenge yourself. Look at your life. Look at things around you and say, how can I improve this? How can I perfect this? How can I bring more honor and glory to God? And it can't be done by doing what you've always done. You got to do something different. And if you don't know how to do something different, you must what? Learn. I love the scripture where Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you tow up from the flow up, there are some things in life you have not learned. You haven't perfected it. You haven't gotten the wisdom of God involved into your affairs. Never stop learning. The next one, punch this one in. This is a good one. Stay humble. And the challenge is, if you're not humble, get humble. I got a Holy Ghost check there. They say stay humble. Some people not humble. Get humble. They need to humble themselves before Almighty God. They got to realize that earth is God's footstool, my Lord. So you can imagine what we are. The Bible says what? We're just dust. We're like vapor. We're here today, gone tomorrow. My Lord, have mercy. We're not all of that, and we are nothing without God. With God, we can do all things. With Christ living on inside of us, with the power of God and the Holy Spirit manifesting itself through us, we can achieve great and mighty acts. With God, all things are possible. Without God, we are dust waiting to be blown away. A vapor. Here today, and then whew, gone. We brought nothing into this world, and we will take nothing out. So it says, be not wise in your own eyes. We talk about staying humble. Fear God. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to say that one more time because I want it to sink into your life, sink into your spirit. Fear God. Now, some people say, well, I don't need to fear God. I don't. See, fear God. Reverence God. Know that he is God. You see, Jesus said, he said, don't fear man who could just kill your body and that's it. You better fear the one. He said, fear the one. Fear God who could kill both body and soul, can cast you right into hell. That's what Jesus said. You know, there's so many scriptures that I don't know if it's just not reading or it's just not believing. But this passage of scripture is saying what? Fear God. Walk as if there's God. Live as if you're not the creator, but you are a created being who is given the grace to live from day to day. No one can wake themselves up, but it is God that allowed you to wake up this morning. No one can decide how many years you're going to live. God is the one that decides whether you live or die. Fear God. And turn away from evil. Proverbs 3:7. Proverbs 3:7. If you are blessed with wisdom beyond your years, always stay in a humble mindset. The Bible is very clear that God resists the proud, but blesses an humble heart. Now, we're getting ready to go into one part of this that I have several scriptures because it's needful in this hour. So I want you to brace yourself because we're getting ready to deal with something. But if you follow me through this particular segment of flies in the ointment, your life is going to shift. Your life is going to change because the word of God is going to be hidden in your heart and you're not going to sin against God. The word of God is going to become alive to you. So are you ready for the next one? Stay away from temptations. Write it down. Stay away from temptations, keeping flies out of the ointment. And what are flies? Flies are dead, putrid, pesty things. Sin that causes the anointing of God, the presence of God. I'm talking about in our lives to what? Lift and become of in effect. See, you got to first have experienced the power of God in your life to realize when you don't have it. Look at somebody and say, I need power. Then I need to know how to what? Maintain power. Have you ever had an expensive sports car or whatever? Not only do you have that expensive sport car that can hit it from 0 to 60 in whatever seconds, whatever, but you've got to know how to maintain it. Or that car would be like a putt-putt, just like everybody else, choking and falling apart or whatever, smoking and the tires wobbly if it's not maintained. It's the same thing with the anointing of God that's on your life. It's the same thing about your relationship with God. We must what? Maintain it. My God. Keep it up to optimal fuel. Keep it in high test. Keep it in premium fuel. You don't want something inside of you that's called buck, jump, jump. The island. No. You want to be the what? To go. You hit it. Somebody say hit it. Bam. It's done. My Lord. Somebody say pray. You pray at the drop of the hat. Preach. You could preach at the drop of the hat. Turn to the left, it's to the left. Turn to the right, it's to the right. Premium. My God. Stay away from temptation. So let's look at it. We all face temptations. The Bible will give us help on how to avoid the temptations. But if you have been tempted, you're just part of the human race. But just because you've been tempted doesn't mean that you must fall into that temptation. Struggling is not a sin. You know, you're going to struggle against things. You're going to stand against things. You're going to have to resist temptations. And all of that is not sin. It's when you succumb to it. So being tempted, struggling is not a sin. Some people want to beat themselves up because they're struggling. You better thank God you're struggling and not just giving in to it. But these scriptures right here is going to help you to understand how to get past that struggle. But thank God you're at least struggling and you're at least resisting. You're at least fighting. My Lord, have you ever seen somebody say, I'm so weak, I can't handle it. My Lord, help us. Let's look at it. Stay away from temptation. Jesus said what in the scriptures? Matthew 6:13. Keep us from being tempted. This is a different translation, but keep up with me now. Keep us from being tempted and protect us from evil.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.